Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 17th. Volunteer conservationists in Colorado are heading out this weekend to monitor improvements to a critical wildlife corridor after being damaged in the 2000s by off-highway vehicle recreation. Eric Gladys has this story.
On Saturday, a group of volunteers are heading into a wilderness area south of Bailey, Colorado, to check on restoration work on a former playground for off-road vehicles. Lee Patton, a renowned author of books set in the great outdoors, is leading the hike. He says in addition to damaging important wetlands, the noise scared away wildlife, effectively cutting off a critical migration corridor.
It's entirely roadless areas, in other words, public wildlands, and it's important that we restore it and keep abusers out of it so that the wildlife will return.
After the U.S. Forest Service closed the road, Patton says conservationists put up additional barriers to discourage vehicles from returning and reseeded the site with new grass to help bring the area back to its wild state. On Saturday, volunteers will see if vegetation is improved, check for signs of wildlife, and look for any evidence of ATV breaches around the gate. Patton says there's plenty of space for legal off-road recreation, but this particular site needs to stay wild to allow numerous species of animals and plants to thrive across the Green Mountain area.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of miles in the high country are set aside for legal off-highway use. And for a lot of people, it's a great family activity, a camping activity.
Patton notes keeping the wetland site clean is important not only for wildlife, it's also part of the watershed for the South Platte River, which provides drinking water for communities across the Front Range. Those who'd like to join Patton on Saturday or for future restoration efforts can call 817-939-4239. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
There's news from several stories in press releases by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Scott Rist, a senior park ranger at Schweitzer, Crawford, and Paonia State Parks, applied for a grant from the Colorado Parks Foundation to buy bicycles for Schweitzer Lake State Park just south of Delta. The foundation awarded him $2,500, and he used the money to buy 8 mountain bikes and helmets, which people can use for free at the state park. Cascade Bicycles in Montrose helped purchase the bikes at a discount through the Specialized Bicycle Company's Ambassador Program. Bikes are different sizes and are suitable for kids and adults. The bikes must be checked out by an adult with valid identification. They can be used for an hour on the roads and trails of the park. Next, Parks and Wildlife is reminding anyone who relies on hay to feed livestock during the winter to start planning now to protect that valuable crop from deer and elk. During winter, deer and elk will look for easy sources of food, and unprotected haystacks are a favorite food source. If haystacks are poorly protected, the animals can quickly get to hay and consume large amounts. For deer, hay is also a killer. Because their digestive system is not equipped to break down hay, deer can die from consuming it. It's common for deer to die from a malady called acidosis when they eat hay. Elk, however, can safely consume hay, so they'll always come back for more. Last winter brought substantial snowfall to western Colorado, and haystacks were damaged throughout the region. Protecting stacks should be done by anyone who uses hay, from ranchers to backyard hobbyists. In the Gunnison area last year, which received above-average snowfall, deer and elk were able to find small stacks of hay in rural subdivisions. Many of the deer that ate from those haystacks died as a result. During tough winters, some people intentionally put out hay or pet food, believing that they are helping wildlife. But that type of food is not healthy. If you'd like information about how to protect your hay crop, please contact your local Parks and Wildlife Service Center. Third, Parks and Wildlife is partnering with the Colorado State Library for festivities during the total solar eclipse this coming Monday. Viewers in Colorado can expect to see stages of the eclipse from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., with the peak at around 11:35 a.m. Colorado will see anywhere from 80% to 98% obscuring of the sun, with the highest percentages found in the northeast corner of the state. NASA recommends finding a nice, clear spot with a good view of the sky to best experience the eclipse, making Colorado State Parks the perfect viewing locations. Several state parks are celebrating with special eclipse programs, with some parks offering events such as guided hikes to prime viewing locations, discussions on different types of eclipse, and learning how to make pinhole projectors. Just a few of the state parks with special events include Cheyenne Mountain State Park, Laurie State Park, Ridgeway State Park, Rifle Gap State Park, and Mancos State Park. Each park is offering different experiences, and some parks do require an RSVP for these special events. So be sure to check Colorado Parks and Wildlife's Solar Eclipse page before heading to the parks. Though all parks will have a limited supply of eclipse glasses, it is highly recommended visitors bring their own certified glasses. Remember, regular sunglasses are not appropriate for viewing the eclipse. For those unable to attend a park program, many public libraries in Colorado are offering learning programs before and during the eclipse, and many will also have free eclipse viewing glasses available to community members. Find a park location to view the eclipse at cpw.state.co.us. And last, Parks and Wildlife reminds anglers that monofilament fishing line left carelessly along a lake or river can be harmful to wildlife. Earlier this month, Parks and Wildlife officers discovered a dead osprey on the banks of Trout Creek in the Route National Forest that was entangled in fishing line. Anglers should never discard fishing line, hooks, or bait along waterways. All of those items can be harmful to wildlife. Some anglers also clean their catch next to the water and then leave the guts on the bank. That can attract bears and other wildlife. Fish should be cleaned well away from a lake or river and the entrails disposed of in a dumpster or garbage can. And in news from Montrose, according to a press release, the Montrose County Sheriff's Office will be accepting applications for the Citizens Academy. The academy is scheduled to begin on September 21st and will run for 12 weeks with the graduation ceremony on December 14th. The Citizens Academy is designed to give the public a working knowledge of Montrose County Sheriff's Office personnel and policies. The classes will be held for 12 weeks every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Training will take place at the Sheriff's Office, 1200 North Grand Avenue, in the conference room. Applicants must be 18 years of age to attend. The comprehensive instruction will cover a wide variety of law enforcement issues. Class size is limited. Applications may be picked up at the front desk of the Sheriff's Office or filled out online. Applications are due by September 4th. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.